Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 2, Episode 6 of Gotham by Fire, written by Rebecca Perry Cutter and directed by TJ Scott. Sad to say, not too much in this episode of Gotham really worked for me, minus the stuff with Cobblepot and Butch. Butch's loyalty to Penguin has been one of the unexpected highlights of this season, but now, Butch has been re-brainwashed by the Galavans in sequences that walk the line between tragic and funny. I mean, come on, they stuck a mallet on the guy's stump. That's hilarious. But the episode continues last week's story with Bridget Pike, the new Firefly, and it works about as well as it did last week, which is to say, not that well. Everything here feels like something the show should be able to do much better, and it distracts from the season's overall arc with the Galavans, which is something I was hoping to see a lot more of as the show became more focused. It seems the show hasn't tightened its focus as much as I hoped, since the next subplot I'm going to bring up is one of the worst. I've never been a huge fan of the show's use of Edward Nygma, and I've been even less of a fan that his big arc of the show so far has been his relationship with Kristen Kringle. But Corey Michael Smith has a good presence as Nygma, and the two have been fun enough this season. But the episodes end with Nygma appearing to accidentally kill Kringle while telling her that he will never harm her was laughably bad. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you are listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.